Zimbabwe is readying for parliamentary elections next month, and there elections have come to mean clearing the country of reporters for international news outlets. Since returning to power several years ago in a disputed election, President Robert Mugabe has expelled or driven out nearly all foreign correspondents. Last week, four reporters who were citizens of Zimbabwe fled after the government threatened to arrest them. Jan Roth is one. He's a freelancer for the Times of London and is now in Cape Town, South Africa. Hello.
Hello.
What were you doing in the way of reporting that prompted the government to crack down?
I don't think there was any particular article that I wrote that caused this, anything that I wrote or any of the others wrote. It appears to have been a decision that the authorities made, whichever minister, decided that we were to be silenced. In the space of 2 days, there were four raids. It's clear that there was no particular incident that they could link this to. They were just looking very generally at charges that they could usefully use to pick us up.
Robert Mugabe's government has a law against practicing journalism without a license. It carries a jail term. Tell us about that. Is that what you were facing?
In a sense, yes. And I'll explain why I qualify that. For the last 3 years, we have applied to the Media Commission for accreditation, for a license. Each year, the Media Commission has made no decision. It has just sat on it. We were obliged to continue working without a press card. However, the media law states that anyone who has applied for a license is allowed to continue working until the Media Commission actually makes up its mind and says, no, you can't have it. On the basis of that, we've been working for the last 3 years without a physical piece of paper.
And that, of course, you must know, seems, though, like a very odd thing, the notion that a journalist has to be licensed.
It's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. Not only have to be licensed, but face a 2-year jail term for not having a license.
Well, did you consider then, in a way, sticking it out, staying in the country even after these raids and proceeding?
Yes, I did, except we were not charged only with working illegally or publishing falsehoods. We were accused of espionage. And we were also accused of violating foreign currency laws. And both those offences carry provisions that allow the state to hold us without bail for 28 days at a time, and each detention period being renewable immediately after it's finished.
These parliamentary elections next month, how important are they to Robert Mugabe?
Well, to Robert Mugabe, they, like all other elections, they are absolutely essential. And Robert Mugabe never takes any chances with losing, and he wants to make absolutely sure that he wins. This time he appears to have a different pattern. Instead of reducing the violence and reducing the rigging, what he seems to be reducing is those who would be in a position to watch what was going on to report to the rest of the world. So Mugabe effectively this time wants an unseen election that he can then claim was free and fair.
Jan Roth reports for the Times of London. He's been speaking to us from Cape Town, South Africa. Thank you very much.
Thank you.